The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased, with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined, the old prophet proclaimed. The reality of which Isaiah preached is not new. Ever since that fateful bite of forbidden fruit in the garden, sin, death, and the devil attack incessantly. In defense, self-preservation rules the day. Ensuring me and mine are okay, even if that means you and yours are not, well, now that's a full-time job. Do unto others before they do to you seems to be the best advice out there. So, in various and sundry ways, all people, past, present and future, are narcissistic terrors walking in deep darkness. And nowhere was that truth more evident than that night in Bethlehem. Caesar Augustus cared for nobody but himself as he counted his subjects. He didn't care that his actions resulted in Mary, 9 months pregnant, being forced to walk over 70 miles to Bethlehem in order for her and Joseph to be put on the tax rolls. Preserving himself and his kingdom was all that the emperor cared about, with not a thought or a care in the world about his creator. Similarly, the people in Bethlehem cared for nobody but themselves, as a travel-weary Mary and Joseph were refused lodging again and again before finally finding shelter in a barn. Those people didn't even notice Mary and Joseph, much less care about the Savior in her womb. For Caesar, the people of Bethlehem, and everybody else on the planet for that matter, it was just another dark night in a world of selfish self-preservation. Martin Luther describes sin as a person being so selfish that they are curved in upon themselves until that's all they can see. Now, how in the world can a bondage like that be broken? Well, the only answer is God, of course. Because left to themselves, people cannot and will not escape their deep darkness. What was it John told us? People loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Yes, that's what he said. And how in the world is God going to break people out of that evil self-preservation? Well, he's got to come and get them. And this he does. Behold, the pants-pooping God, smelling of a stable, suckling at the breast of an unwed teenage mother. How do you like that? There's your Savior. And even on his birthday, the Savior was already enduring the tyranny and selfishness of the people he came to save. Because John also tells us he came to his own, but his own received him not. And once God comes to get sinners, then what? Well, preach. Give them the only thing that saves. Preach God's mercy and forgiveness. And what was the Savior's reward for preaching God's mercy? Enduring years of doubt, accusation, unbelief, hostility, rejection, and eventual murder, as the sin of the entire world, past, present, and future, rained down on him until he took it all. From the womb all the way into the tomb, he came and went, preaching God's mercy. But the tomb was not the end for him. 3 days later, the stone was rolled away, and the very gospel the angels proclaimed to the shepherds the night of his birth was the very same gospel he continued to preach after his resurrection. Peace, peace among those whom God is pleased, the angels proclaimed. Peace be with you, he proclaimed to his betrayers of all people. And that is how God saved the world. Well, here we are. Deicidal, narcissistic, self-preserving terrors, as far as the eye can see, and starting right here. Dressed beautifully and smelling good, enjoying food and family to be sure, but selfish betrayers of Christ nonetheless. Fear not. I bring you good news of great joy. Jesus Christ was born, died, and now lives again for you. And this is what he has commanded me to say to you. You are forgiven without condition by the Father for Christ's sake. That is your promise of mercy from your Savior. So let there be no doubt, that people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. Peace be with you, child of God, with whom God is pleased. Merry Christmas and amen.